Shalom and good morning, Boker Tov. I'm here this morning at the Kenneth Copeland Ministers Conference. It's a wonderful time, but oh my goodness, didn't we have a wonderful time on January 20th, Monday? Wasn't it glorious and magnificent? Hallelujah, above everything we could have imagined. And you know, I just want to thank all of you for being so faithful. Because when Mr. Trump, President Trump, Brother Trump was thanking everyone, I thought, oh, I know in your heart of hearts you know that the ones you really need to thank are the prayers across this United States of America and this world who were faithful to pray and stay by the stuff and lift it up before God and praise the Lord. He did it. And folks, you remember, he told us that Trump will win. I remember when he said that. And Mr. Trump got that message, President Trump. And then I remember when he said, she will not be crowned. And oh, the Lord, she's just been so faithful to us, Lord. Just so faithful, so faithful. We thank you for Chesed. We thank you, Father, that we can count on you, that we can call upon you. And you are faithful because we're in covenant with you. And this United States of America is named, the Hebrew word for it is Artsot Ivrit, and it means Artsot is lands, and Ivrit is covenant. We are covenant lands together, and we are in covenant with God, and you're faithful to our covenant, and we're thanking you for it. I want to do just a little housekeeping here. Of course, I won't be out at Prayer Mountain today, but Brenda and the faithful prayers will be there. And, of course, food will be there. And we're going to begin our call at noontime at 12:15. Our noon call will begin 15 minutes past the hour wherever you are. And now I better see if our dear Brother Max has waked up from the dream he's been walking in.
Yes, I am.
Have you waked up from that dream? Brother Max, please share with us.
Oh, my goodness.
What was it like being at the inauguration?
It was so beautiful. You know, I'm supposed to go to Capital One, and I overslept, as you know. I overslept. The night before was just kind of long for me. And then I got in a car, and I'm supposed to go to Capital One. In the way to Capitol One, National Guards all over, police all over. Washington, D.C. is blocked miles and miles, barricades and fenced and high fence, like 15 feet high. Anyway, then I got another text, and that text came like, you want to come to the Capitol, to the state Capitol? I'm like, yes. Well, we won't have a seat for you, like, in the front, because there are so many people upset right now because they couldn't make it inside. Mm-hmm. They squeeze as much as they can. I believe they have, like, over 500 or maybe 600 people. Mm-hmm. But I was in a very far opening by a door, and there is, like, about 100 people also in the back there. And it was so beautiful. At the same time, I saw some faces, some sad faces, some angry faces, some happy faces. But it was great just to be there.
Brother Max, were you in the rotunda, the Capitol Rotunda?
I was. Yes, in the very far back.
Oh, so how blessed!
So in the very far back, I made it there, and I really have to walk. I walked quite a bit. To get on security, mm-hmm. just so tight. I had never mm-hmm. seen Washington, D.C. with this much security. Pennsylvania Avenue is blocked all the way from the White House to the Capitol One building. People, the news saying like 200, 265,000 people there supposed to be there. I believe there were more. I mean, you see mm-hmm. Trump hats all over. Mm-hmm. People shouting. It was the city, businesses, everything is very much shut down. The only thing you see is National Guard and police, people walking inside, but there's a lot of security. They were nice to one another. They were shouting, they're rejoicing, especially after the inauguration. Then I was going to go to Capitol One for that executive orders or executive signing.
Mm-hmm.
But I got cold. It was
mm-hmm.
very, very cold. The wind
mm-hmm.
is very cold. I mean, I lived in Minneapolis all my life, but it was
mm-hmm.
cold there. So I decided to stay put in the hotel
mm-hmm.
that night.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. It's different. But I gotta tell you, Washington D.C., the District of Columbia need prayer. Need prayer. I met people from all over the country, from Tennessee, from Missouri, from Texas, from California. California, like cars and trucks and pictures and words on their pickups and flags. It was just so different. Like
it was something to see.
Like Donald Trump said, you know, we got our nation back, and people felt it. It's just there.
Oh, my goodness.
And yesterday I have very, very good lunch with the three guys. I introduced him to another guy who is very much have a lot to do with Israel. I really have not talked to Quinn because I got home. I went to bed at 2:10 this morning.
I knew that. That's why I had to check right away that you were awake.
Yeah. Well, I woke up at... I can't remember, 7 o'clock, about 7 o'clock.
Well,
I've been kind of.
Take a nap between our calls today, but oh, this country is rejoicing.
It is rejoicing. It is.
And
rejoicing.
You got
it's
to be just... a part of it. You got to walk among them and see the happy. We all felt it wherever we were. Oh my! And I want to address a little bit that business that. Don't be disheartened that he did not lay his hand on the Bible when he took the inauguration oath of office. They explained it like this, that Chief Justice Roberts rushed the oath, and Trump's family had not had time to step around him, and Melania had not had time to get right up there with the Bible. So she stood there with her eyes, but he was so into the oath of office, he couldn't take his mind and his words off the oath of office. But he brought those two Bibles, and I can tell you right now, we know he's a man who believes in them. He brought that Bible that he took his first oath on of Abraham Lincoln and then the one his mother had given him. So he's a godly man and believes in God and knows that God did this. We heard him refer to God. We heard him say, I know that God saved me for a reason. Oh, my, we thank you, Father. We just thank you. I thank you. I give you glory, personal glory. Brother Max, did you happen to meet any WWPs there?
No, I didn't really. I probably should have announced it like I'm going to be there, but I'm sure there's WWPs there.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
But
I
what I was going to say, the meeting I have yesterday, and I will tell you more about it in depth.
Was it in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, but I just want to tell everybody this. What you hear about Israel and about Gaza and about all of that, like two-state solution and all that, that is not going to be in their, it's not in their minds at all.
No.
So... It's not. I'm telling you, it is not. I sat with a person way higher up, and he's going to be taking charge, especially in the Middle East, in regards embassies, securities, Israel, Jordan, Iraq, Syria, Iran. It's just, the plan is just, it's the Lord is really, everything he told us in the last 4 years, I'm telling you, go back to the words, it is victory. It is victory for Israel. It is victory for the body of Christ.
You know, as many of the executive orders that he signed right away affected Israel. And if you remember my blogs of when we were there in December, we went out to some shepherds, and I put their pictures there, and farmers. And there's a group of these who are just on the edge, possessing the land, moving inch by inch with their sheep, whatever, according to the will of God. Well, this is happening in what the world calls the West Bank. It's Judea and Samaria. It's Israel. But anyway, the Biden administration put sanctions on those farmers. And one of the things we went is go over there and carry money from Kenneth Copeland Ministries and from our ministry and carry money to give to these people because the sanctions froze their bank accounts. And one of the first, when they're young families with children and, oh, well, you can see the pictures of the shepherds and some of the ones we went to on my blog. One of the first things he signed was to get rid of those sanctions, and it loosed their bank accounts. They were not frozen anymore. He did. I don't remember how many things he did for Israel that first day. Folks, we're back in the position of blessing
Israel.
Yes,
we are. Yes, we are.
And that's going to bring blessings on us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
And my
go ahead.
It's not that important, but maybe it is. My phone yesterday and the day before, it just stopped working. And I had a brand new phone. It just stopped working. And I shut my phone off, then I turned it back on. I shut my phone off. And then when I met with the guys yesterday, and he said, well, maybe your number got leaked or something. My phone was absolutely, I'm looking at it. The only thing my phone is saying, try again in 5 minutes. And I was checking and asking people, like, do you have an Apple phone? Is something happening? Is your phone acting like this? Even at, when I got coffee. And everybody just looking at me like, what are you talking about? But my phone was acting so weird, especially yesterday. I could not get on my phone after the meeting for literally 4 hours. So, praise the Lord. The devil is trying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Can you call me and tell me about your meeting yesterday?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, now, folks, I met, I was at Mar-a-Lago last week, and oh, dear me, things happened. Whew. I even can't tell it all, but the man who's in charge of the, appointed by President Trump over Middle Eastern affairs that's married to Tiffany's, he's the father-in-law of Tiffany. We got to minister to his wife, and about it's just amazing. I can't even tell it all, but I want you to know everything's in good hands. Good hands. So I'm at KCM, and yesterday I had lunch with Annette Capps, and some of you maybe remember Brother Capps, Brother Charles Capps, or you remember his books. My mother edited those books for him. She recalled a prophecy that her father had given, so accurate as to what we've just witnessed. And I'm going to post that on my blog. I'll get Jared to post that on my blog. I don't know when it will be posted, probably maybe later on this afternoon. That prophecy is just exactly what we've seen happen, and it's just exactly what we can look to for a great, great 4 years here in the United States of America, if we keep praying. Folks, we have to keep doing what we did. We have to keep the devils off of this. We absolutely, our prayers pushed off things that were going to happen. Our prayers, God was able to use them. You see, God puts these words in our mouths. God is the one who gives us these tongues. We just give him our tongue to use. Now, like this morning, he's gonna put in our tongues all the saints at prayer. That's what he called you all. So don't just be waiting for the end of the call when Max, or tuning in when Max starts to give us what the interpretation was. You need to be in on the praying part. And I'm telling you, if you're in on the praying part, you'll get much more out of the interpretations. And if you all didn't pray, we wouldn't hear anything. It couldn't be just Max and me, because the Lord said in the assignment, it's all the saints at prayer. He's revealing to us the things to come through all the saints at prayer. So, oh my goodness, don't just wait until the end. Don't just be a spectator. Be a participator. And every single morning, get up, take your authority, point your hand toward Washington, D.C., and take your authority over the demons. If we'll all do it together, It won't be on a prayer call because I'm not going to get a prayer call for every morning. But if we do it every morning, and I know Max is doing it, and Quinn is doing it, and Brenda, my daughter, is doing it, and Shelly's doing it, and I'm doing it, and you're doing it, each one of you prayers, then we can all together keep the demon activity over Washington, D.C. at bay. And then in the mornings, pray a bit in the spirit. And so we have to keep the pedal to the metal. We have to keep going. And if we do, we're going to get 4 years, four remarkable years. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's just so wonderful. Lord God, it's just so wonderful. It's just so wonderful that you would use us. It's just so wonderful, and I thank you so much and praise you so much and give you glory and thank you for being patient with us, merciful with the United States, and thank you for Hesed. Thank you for the promise of your covenant. And Lord, I just feel that about this call. I just feel and know that we can count on you for this call. And oh Lord, I pray that you can count on us. Ishana matonya ne koho le kobra kadahaya de le hasodjo ne koho shanda de gobyata. Hallelujah, praise your name. Bivadonya, praise your name. Sibalonya, praise your name. Oh, praise your name. Bangolo gobapi. Madahola tali kakaya ne koho le kobapa. Ishi ne makala kora kati di kohola kong kara kapale tutu du kupa pache ni kwa. Ishi ne kohola kokora manakaya na kohola kopapia. Ishi ne makala barakatanya ni kohola kopapia. Ishi ne pokwa, ishi ne kopwa, ishi ne kopwa. Ijato lo kore abanyo na kobra katonye ne kodolo bomba pia tanye ne kahalakaya na kahalaila. Ia sola mana kahalakaya na kampronja na kontonje ne kobra kyaka. Bushwanya ne kohoro kotontonja na kotonya na kotoshka. Tivili hushwa kia kohora kabra kagetiena na kohora katashka tanche de kotoshka. Ishato na kobra ke frakato onye ni kwa. Maladora kobra ki vara kotoshka tanche de kotoshka. Bile vradonya na kohora kobabi ne hile kaparanya na kohora katai. Ishato na kohora kapapara katanya ne kopwa. Ishata te kohola kavraka te kahaya ne kahala kakai. Ini matwa, ini mitwa, ini mitwa. Ishata te koho shange ne kotia. Kofrika te gole kabraka te koho shenge ne kondoshke te kakabra. Ibili dure kwa tianto te kondoshke te kontabre. Swindya no kobre, swinyako no kobre. Ivili dushwa baladonya ni kwala kapa, ije de kopre fredeshwa tonaka, ilevele pradaro gongra, haya papaya nanyana balieto. Oh, ipalatai. Kivela domra, mejando lo cobrivra, do lo combebi de caia na cola capratia. Mele duhushua, mele duhushua cambre che le catiacto, ma colo cofe. Bidala manora, manangoro co, e bidoshua te fresco to brante na cura, batito, batito, bacania. Oh, sabratita. Mashko dobre, che ti asha, in tiene goto, copra. Bili do 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 shua, ma coro goto ho sha tiene. Ibele doho shwakta doko doho shetiana don komplika ta frai. Manto doko doho shetiata. Pala donjo doko ho shwa, kala kohara ka pambra, kala ko prakti frakatan shetia. Bishwato doko horo komprakta frakatutu doko ho shetiri ka pala kaya na kohara kompakia doko ho shetiata pat. Mole dihara manye ne kwa. Baladovre betuashko totiato, mangoro bilitwa, fredivro svatieto kapi, e janyota lemela mamma maratiano, karianta la kaya lavrieto lavi. La vica ancora. Dice di cotoro cotofra. Cavè cotocoto con pappia tola, ma caia na caja la cambra. Mi giuto to bamba alla chito la cambra catia. No paladinia no copra. E cala magnoto do coprasito. I già non ho cora catagna, ne cohoro cotogna, ne cohoro copè. Bila dovre manakaya na kahala kobre prediwa. Ijana kombre kata kafra. Ijana makaya na koka. Kele bele dumbra. More. It's more. Mikala. It's more. Ijili batuash kotonye nikwa. Ishuta bele dovra. Pankoro koho shakya ne kohoro ko ba. Mingala ko bratya para katashka. Oh, Shapatakaya. Shapatakaya Miko. Bandini hu dobre vetiu na mai. Gangale hele dole vele paie ne koroko dele dalla kaya na kanga. Oh, Father. Father, Father, Father. Na koroko dobre kala ka kanga raga da hashakya. Ishka tobre ke teke hapra. Kiliko doho shakyakta. Koshka tbara hala ka friend ro ko doho shakyakta. Kopre ke teke halai. Kopre ke teke hapra ke teke mama. Asha da koro ko tedie. Bidanyo, bidanyo, bidanyo. Frontolo kome ka la ta la ki ta lango le beda. Esha ta ro ko hora. Ye, ma koro go tanye. I je digo duash ko tonye me kwa o le ko papi o panya noki panya nebro. I je to do kongre ka. I do manyosta la kopre ke tas la ko tojo do ko pa. O le manakia. O le manakia na ko la kapraktiana. E brato scatone le contate. E veneto Joshua. Nato lo compra, ti ha detto Joshua, ti ha detto. E je ne conto Joshua, ti ha detto Joshua, compra, ti ha detto Joshua, ti ha detto Joshua. E che le cafra la compra che ti caja la ina, ma coro coto Joshua, indiene coto Joshua. Blid wood wood which was tonto ko frate tu waka ka i to to ko ho shete da ko to ho shakiana i pele toi i pele toi i pele toi i pele toi ile ko prevre de shwa anya ne ko ro ko papa e ka la kai mandalo ho la ka prekati hilda Vedi cuore capretto, agnene cuore cattacce. Gevele doho shwa. Gevele doho shwa. Ika la kai. Mantio non nombre. Meko la ko papa, ashanto lo ko ocetie. Kavika la konga. Hallelujah. Brother Max, can you hear me? Govra kala panya ne kohoro kodoshke de brakyana kobra brakyana. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Bless the Lord. For some reason, my phone, you mentioned the phone, it went, it lost the call. But I was praying, and I trust the Lord was at the same time ministering to you the
yes.
interpretation.
Praise
so,
the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad we count on God and not mankind or his inventions.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Suddenly, my phone was just, it just lost the call. But God, hallelujah. I'm back on now. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we just praise you. I just praise you, Lord. I just praise you. It doesn't matter that my phone went off or Max's phone went off yesterday. You are there, and you are our connection with each other, and you are our connection. Oh, Father God, we just praise you and praise you and thank you. Communication with God is never lost unless we step away. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So,
I just
Brother Max.
Few messages. I hope everybody is back on if they lost the call.
If they are not on, they could go online, billybrim.org.
Yeah, that's true.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Praise the Lord. The first statement is underlined. I'm going to start like this. Have wisdom. Have wisdom for yourself and for those who hate you.
And for those who hate you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Have wisdom for yourself and for those who hate you. And just what popped in my head, I believe from the Spirit of the Lord, that service of the church yesterday with Donald Trump.
Oh, at the
know.
National Cathedral.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what
could
really
be.
Instance came to mind. But there's the scripture below it, Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2. Next statement. You got the first one, right? Did I say it's underlined? If I didn't,
oh,
I apologize.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's underlined. Have wisdom for yourself and for those who hate you. And it's all underlined. Romans 12:2. Next statement. Do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not turn away from the words of my mouth. I delivered you, walk in my wisdom. I delivered you, Eden, and delivered you, walk in my wisdom. Do not turn away from the words of my mouth, from the words of my mouth. I delivered you, walk in my wisdom. And that's the statement. Do not turn away from the words of my mouth. I delivered you, walk in my wisdom. Then he gave us Proverbs 4:7. Proverbs 4:7. Next statement. is maybe a little longer. Church, I give you all you need. Church, I give you all you need. In this prayer, it is my gift to you. Church, I give you all you need. In this prayer, it is my gift to you of my gift to you of hearing me.
Oh, yes.
My gift to you of hearing me and doing the will I have for you. And that's the whole statement. I'll start all over again. I'll read it all over again. Church, I give you all you need in this prayer. It is my gift to you of hearing me and doing the will I have for you. And that's the statement. Next scripture here is Colossians with a C. Colossians 4, verses 1 through 6. Colossians 4, verses 1 through 6. Proverbs 2, chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Proverbs 2, verses 10 and 11. Next statement. Praying with my friend and prophet. Praying with my friend and prophet to move righteously. To move righteously with me. Praying with my friend and prophet to move righteously with me. The time is different now. Okay. The time is different now. And the change for you have begin. Yeah, that's begin. And the change for you have begin. I'll read it all over again here. Praying with my friend and prophet to move righteously. To move righteously with me. The time is different now. And the change for you have begun. And that is the statement. Next scripture is Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 10. Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 10. Habakkuk or Habakkuk 1:5. Habakkuk 1, verse 5. This statement is underlined, the one I'm going to read. Remember that the secret thing belongs to me. Remember that the secret thing belongs to me. Look and listen to what belongs to you, children. And it's all underlined. I'll read it again. Remember that the secret thing belongs to me. Look and listen to what belongs to you, children. And this is the statement, and it's all underlined. Okay. A few scriptures here. Romans 11, 33 through 35. Romans 11, verses 33 to 35. Ecclesiastes 11:5. Ecclesiastes 11:5. Romans 11:34. Okay. Romans 11:34. So he gave us Romans 11:33 to 35, and now he gave us 11:34. Ecclesiastes in between, of course. So Romans 11:33 through 35, Ecclesiastes 11:5, Romans 11:34. Okay. Next statement is underlined. It is time to do my will, both of you. That's a statement. And it's underlined. It is time to do my will, both of you. Okay. Philippians 2:13, 1-3. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Next statement. Read like this. I have sworn for, I have sworn for, I meant good.
I didn't get that word after have.
Sworn. S-W-O-R-N.
I have sworn. S-W-O-R-N.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have sworn for I meant good. I mean, I'm just reading what the Lord gave us. I know it's
sure.
probably not in
it's
the
all
line
right.
of the way
mm-hmm.
that when I praise the Lord. Okay, I have sworn for I meant good. It is my glory. It is my glory, and I shall counsel, C-O-N-C-E-A-L, I shall counsel all things.
I spell that word counsel again.
I'm looking at C-O-N-C-E-A-L.
Conceal.
Conceal. Wow, I am way off. Well, praise the Lord.
Is it C-O-N-C-E-A-L?
Conceal. Oh, yeah, it is conceal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, then what was it after that word?
all things.
All things.
Mm-hmm. So I have sworn for I meant good. It is my glory, and I shall conceal all things. Okay. Okay. Next statement, scripture. Job, the book of Job, chapter 11, verse 7. Job 11, 7. Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 10. Yeah, that's 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. Next statement, this one is underlined, the one I'm going to read. I do know, and I am known. Yeah, that's the statement, and it's underlined. I do know, and I am known. I do know, and I am known. Next scripture here, Matthew 6, 33. Matthew 6, 33. 1 Corinthians 13, 12. 1 Corinthians 13, 12. Next statement. This one is underlined, the one I'm going to read. You hope in me, I work. Oh, I work in mysterious way. Yeah, that's the statement, and it's all underlined. You hope in me, I work in mysterious way. It's not ways, it's way. You hope in me, I work in mysterious way. John 5:17. John 5:17. All right. Next statement. Today, give more understanding to Isaiah 55:8. Today, give more understanding to Isaiah 55:8. Next statement. So today, give more understanding to Isaiah 55:8 is one statement. I'm sure you got that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next statement. To see the fruit of my ways, continue to pray, church. Continue to pray, church. Don't give up. Don't give up. I am your Lord and King.
Sure.
And I am with you. I'll read it again. To see the fruit of my ways, continue to pray, church. Don't give up. I am your Lord and King. And I am with you. Next statement. Ecclesiastes 11:5. Ecclesiastes 11:5. Oh, again, it hit me right away. Okay. Ecclesiastes 11:5.
He's emphasizing.
Yeah. Next statement. The biggest mystery is revealed in me. That's a statement. The biggest mystery is revealed in me. That's a statement. The biggest mystery is revealed in me. Oh, Romans 8:28. All right. Romans 8:28. Next statement. This one is underlined. The time to trust me is now. The time to trust me is now, because I am moving. Because I am moving on your behalf when you seek me. Okay, I'll read it again. And this statement is all underlined. If I didn't say that, it's all underlined. The time to trust me is now, because I am moving on your behalf when you seek me. And that is the statement. The time to trust me is now, because I am moving on your behalf when you seek me. Proverbs 3:5. Proverbs 3:5. Next statement. Remember that I am always with you. Remember that I am always with you. Your protection come from me. Your protection come from me. Remember that I am always with you. Your protection come from me. Okay. Next scripture here. Psalm 121, verses 7 and 8. Psalm 121, verses 7 and 8. Next statement is underlined. We're in the end here. Don't write that down. This is me just saying we're almost done here. It reads like this, and it's underlined. New day, new season, the sun is rising. New day, new season, the sun is rising. And it's all underlined. Trust in me. Yeah.
Praise your name, Lord. Thank you once again.
Thank
we
you.
Give you great glory and adoration and thanksgiving for speaking to us, for using us to pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, I need to set up my computer. And if you'll just give me a minute, it won't take me very long. I have to, anyway, praise the Lord, I'll be there just a minute. Praise his name. Okay. Underlined, have wisdom for yourself and for those who hate you. You know, Brother Max, that woman minister who attempted to, like, preach in a prayer to President Trump at the National Cathedral. The National Cathedral, I happen to know, that was builded by a woman with very good intentions. She's a mother of a friend of mine, a grandmother, I think. But it's gotten away. My friend who went there some years back told me it's just gone away. It's just gone woke, woke, woke. And one of those anchors or news people said, the commentator said, we just need to quit this part about the National Cathedral. It's not really given to God anymore. And so this line, a president has to have wisdom for everyone in the country, for those who love him and for those who hate him.
Yeah.
And I think that's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing, that first beginning statement.
Yeah.
Romans 12:2.
Thank you.
Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
Wow.
Don't act like the world. Seek God and He'll give you wisdom for all. Do not turn away from the words of my mouth. I delivered you. Walk in my wisdom. Proverbs 4:7. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom, and whatever you get insight. Now, I'm going to read that to you in the King James. I was just reading to you in the ESV, and I don't really think that's the very best one. The King James says, wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. And the New American is good on it. The beginning of wisdom is acquire wisdom, and with all your acquiring, get understanding. Next statement. Church, I give you all you need in this prayer. It is my gift to you of hearing me and doing the will I have for you. Colossians 4:1-6. Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue in prayer. What? Excuse me. Proverbs. I got the wrong scripture, didn't I? I skipped down. It should be. All right, here's the second statement. Do not turn away from the words of my mouth. I delivered you. Walk in my wisdom. Proverbs 4:7.
Yeah.
I had to move my laptop because it wasn't working very well. So the answer is the beginning. Oh, I think I read that. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. And then we have the phrase, Church, I give you all I need in this prayer. It is my gift to you of hearing me and doing the will I have for you. And then Colossians 4:1-6.
Yes.
Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Bless the Lord.
Wow.
Now, the word Paul here, in verse 3, he says, pray for me that God would open unto me a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ. This word mystery is the Greek word mysterion, and it means divine secret, divine plan. And when we're praying in tongues, 1 Corinthians 14:2, it says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaks not unto man, but unto God, for no man understands it, howbeit He speaks mysteries. When we pray in tongues, mystery, this word mysterion, it means divine secret, divine plan. So when we pray in tongues, we're praying God's plans. Now, sometimes they're revealed, and sometimes they're secret. So I'm saying this right here because I know of the things that he said later on in this prayer call. You have to know that there are different things in God called his mysteries, his plans. There's the mystery of Israel, Romans 9, 10, 11. The mystery of Christ, the mystery of God, the mystery of iniquity. These are all identified as mysteries or plans. Hallelujah. This is amazing. Proverbs 2, 10 and 11. For wisdom enters into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant to your soul. Discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee. I'm going to read this in the New American. Wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will guard you. Understanding will watch over you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praying with my friend and prophet to move righteously with me. The time is different now, and the change for you have begun.
Wow.
Hallelujah. We all feel it, don't we? Isaiah 55, 8 through 10. Oh, my goodness. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout, and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater.
Wow.
The Lord gave me actually a teaching on this one time years ago, and it was called Higher Thoughts. And the scripture that he gave me to use was, you know, the disciples came to him. They said, there's a huge crowd here, thousands, in effect, and they're hungry, and it'd take a lot of money just to buy them some bread. But Jesus said, gather them up, send them here, and then he fed them miraculously. That was a higher thought. The disciples' thought was, we don't have enough money, and there's not enough bread in the stores. But he had a higher thought. And his thought was a miraculous thing. And then he gave me this scripture for that sermon. And he said, what you need is a higher thought. So let's just take Migdal or Bell, for instance, for me. I might be thinking along the way, and right now we need several million. Well, here's how you could do it. Here's how you could do it. But you know, his thoughts are higher than my thoughts.
Yes.
His ways are higher than my ways. Sometimes all you need is a higher thought. And as you wait before God, Daisy Osborne said to me at lunch one day, all we need in any situation is a God idea, a God thought, God's way revealed to us. Isn't this a marvelous scripture? I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read it from the King James. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain yep. cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returns not thither, but waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. Ooh, I love it.
You know, Miss Willie?
Mm-hmm.
Look what he gave us before the scripture. To move righteously with me, the time is different now.
Mm-hmm.
And the change for you have begun. You're absolutely
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
He's right.
Isn't that
he's,
great?
He's,
oh, yeah, he's absolutely right. Right.
He's,
You're
he's
absolutely right, God. You're absolutely right.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
And I'm going to read now it's Habakkuk 1:5. Look among the nations and see, wonder and be astounded, for I am doing a work in your days that you would not believe if told. Woo-hoo!
Wow.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My goodness. Thank you, Jesus.
And now the next one's underlined. Remember that the secret thing belongs to me. Look and listen to what belongs to you, children.
That's what you meant earlier, yeah.
Romans 11, 33 through 35. Oh, the depth of the rich of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has first given to him? And it shall be recompensed unto him again. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to read every one of these in every translation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They're so depth. There's such a depth to them.
Yeah.
Ecclesiastes 11:5. Come on now. Let me just start all over again here. And you do not know the way the spirit comes to the bones in the womb of a woman with child. So you do not know the work of God who makes everything. Okay, now, the Bible identifies God as the Father of spirits. The mother and the father come together in a physical union and supply the body. But the Lord, we really are spirits. And he's the one who puts the spirit into the mother's womb. And he tells us, but we don't, here in this scripture, he's saying, you don't know how that happens. In other words, his ways are past finding out. I'm going to read it to you in the New American. Just as you do not know the path, well, no, they don't get it right. They put wind instead of spirit. That's not good. New American is not good on this. Okay, let's read it in the Amplified. As you know not what is the way of the wind, or how the spirit comes to the bones in the womb of a pregnant woman, Even so, you know not the work of God who does all. It's God who puts the spirit into the bones, the little embryo. The mother and father supply the physical, but he puts the spirit. But we don't know how he does that. That's what he's telling us. He's past finding out. You'll never, never, never come to the end of knowing all there is to know about God. Woo, he's so big.
Thank you, Lord.
Romans 11:34. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? In other words, he repeated that again to us, what he just gave us, Romans 33-35. The point is here, there are secret things that he knows that we don't never know. But we listen to what's revealed to us and trust him with the part we don't know. Now underline this statement. It is time to do my will, both of you. Philippians 2:13. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. You know, you remember when we're doing the will of God, when we attempt to do the will of God, we need to know that it's God inside us, helping us. It is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. He wants to help each one of us, folks, to do his will, and he's inside you to help you.
Yeah. I'm getting from Ecclesiastes 11:5 and Romans a new birth. I don't know, new birth.
New birth?
New birth, you know, like a birth, like a new, like the new baby, but it's a birth for all of us, a new.
Oh yeah, a new beginning in a way.
A new beginning, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, I do too. A change, a newness, and it's time. He's emphasizing the time.
Yes, he is.
I have sworn, for I meant good. It is my glory, and I shall conceal all things. There are things he's concealing. He's talking to us about things he's concealing and things we won't find out until his time for us to find them. But he's telling us, I'm at work. He's at work. We might not see it all. We might not know it all, but he's at work. And he's at work to help us please him. Can you find out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limit of the Almighty? And he's telling us, you don't know everything. You can't find out everything. You can't figure out everything. There are secret things that belong to him, but know that he's at work. Hallelujah. He's at work. Oh, my goodness. Even all those 4 years that we've just been through, folks, he was at work.
Yes, he is.
And we can't figure him out. And neither can anyone else.
And we were protected and we survived. Praise the Lord.
That's right. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2:8-10. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Oh,
okay,
thank you,
that.
Lord. It's got
did
good
you,
works
did
for
you,
you.
Did you read the statement before that? I'm not sure if I missed it. I had one.
Ephesians. Well, I read the scripture from Job that was just
yeah,
before
but
it.
I'm not sure if you read the statement. I have sworn
yeah, I
for
did. I read it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I have sworn for I meant good. It is my glory and
yeah.
I shall conceal all things. And then I commented that he's concealing things.
Yeah, you did.
Ever find out, yeah.
I'm
okay.
In a different world. Praise the Lord.
Oh, you're not even awake yet. Here we go to the next statement. Underlined. I do know and I am known. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I think that there are many things that are concealed, but as we need them, he'll reveal them. He'll add them to us. Our part is just seek him.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 13:2. And if I have prophetic, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. So the big thing is love. The mysteries, the knowledge, the prophecy, all of that. Love is the greatest of all. And now another statement, underlined. You hope in me, I work in mysterious way. John 5:17. Jesus answered them, my Father is working until now, and I am working. You see, that's what I think his message is to us. He's working. Trust in him. Some things you can know, but some things you can't know. He's concealing. But know that he's working.
Hallelujah.
Today, give more understanding to Isaiah 55:8. Let's see what that says. Oh, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. Let's lift it out from the passage that he gave us before. To see the fruit of my ways, continue to pray, church. Don't give up. I am your Lord and King, and I am with you. That goes back to that whole passage you gave us about his thoughts higher than our thoughts, his ways higher than our ways.
Yeah.
But even if we see them or don't see them, to see them, if you want to see the fruit of his ways, continue to pray.
Yeah. Don't think too much.
Yeah.
Just pray.
Continue to pray, church. Don't give up. I'm your Lord and King, and I'm with you. Now he's going to give us Ecclesiastes 11:5 again. Just as you do not know the way the spirit comes to the bones in the womb of a woman with child, so you do not know the work of God who makes everything. That's ESV, and that's a very good translation to use on that one. That or the King James. They're the best on that verse. So he's telling us there's things that are concealed, there's things you don't know. But you continue in prayer, and it'll come to you as you need it. The biggest mystery is revealed in me. Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. The next is underlined. The time to trust me is now, because I am moving on your behalf when you seek me. See, God's moving, God's working.
Mm-hmm.
You trust him. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. I like the next verse too. He didn't give it to us, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Next statement. Remember that I am always with you. Your protection come from me. Psalm 121:7-8. The Lord will keep you. Oh, no, I'm going to read in the new, because he uses the word protect. I'm going to use New American Standard. You see, somebody says, which Bible's the best? Well, the best one is the original one, the Hebrew that he gave, or the Greek. But different times, different translations will get a certain part better. So today, he's using the word protect, so I'm going to use the one that says protect. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Oh, what a wonderful scripture. I go out and come in a lot. And I say every time I come home, you protected me. You brought me home once again. That's how he does. He protects me. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And then the last statement, oh, it's underlined. It's really a great statement, too. New day, new season, the sun is rising. Trust in me. You know, the sun rises from the east on a new day. And he's telling us here, it's a new day. You don't see everything that's in it yet. Some of it's concealed. But you seek me, and I'm protecting you, and I'll guide you. What a wonderful, 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 wonderful morning with the Lord.
Praise
and
Lord.
So, Brother Max, is there anything you wanted to add?
You know, what just really hit me with this last statement, a new day, a new season, the sun is rising. I believe Donald Trump used, I'm not sure if he or somebody else, but I think it's him who said the new dawn or new dawn or something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, this is just a counsel for all of us and a start, and for Trump and Benjamin and all the leaders. This
I
is a counsel
so
for us, for the church, for the body of Christ, folks. We are too. My goodness.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think when the Lord mentions both of you, he's speaking to those two nations, Israel and America, and he's speaking to their leaders, Trump and Benjamin.
Yeah. Yeah, he said that a lot to us in the prayer. And
he
spoke to them a lot in the last 4 years.
And thank God. I watched the little video that Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu sent to Trump congratulating him, and you could tell he was happy, and he meant what he said. You know, sometimes they have to say things for political reasons, but you could tell he meant it. So, Lord, we thank you, and if you don't have anything else to add, I'll just remind the folks that we will be on the call again at 15 minutes past the hour. Max,
well, I have one more thing to add.
Oh, yeah, one more thing. Okay.
One more thing. I want people, the body of Christ, to know and understand. Well, let me put it this way. Don't get upset about the hostages or about the people been released from jail as, you know, the Palestinians, these terrorists. Don't get upset about that. This is God's plan, and those guys are working, and they know what they are doing. The most important, to save lives at this point. It doesn't matter if they want to release 2,000 to get their hostages. Because God is in control, and what is coming is way bigger than what we all can imagine.
I believe that.
Israel.
I believe it.
Yeah.
So maybe
they
you don't like every little detail of the hostage release. Just trust God for those to get out and free, and then he's working. Remember, he told us over and over today, I'm working.
I'm working.
Yes. Trust him. There's things that are concealed. There's things about the hostage deal that are concealed. There's things we don't understand.
I was so happy not to see the imam in the inauguration.
He got canceled. He got obliterated.
I talked to the guys, and they said, well, he wanted the support from Michigan. He wanted, you know, to, like, no, you need to go God's way. He's protecting
you.
That's
right. His ways are the highest ones. Yes.
I said it to them. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Okay, Max. Take a nap, and we'll see you
I'm
back.
Going to. We'll see you
All
soon.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.